KC4PXB Mobile.
PXB, KC4SKD, how you doing this afternoon?
Yep, I'm doing good. I have not seen 385 yet going in towards Simpsonville, so I'm doing okay, and hopefully I'll continue doing okay.
My experience, the traffic has been a lot lighter this week, going to and from the office, and that's okay with me.
Yep, it'll definitely pick up Sunday, because that's when they were talking about it's going to be the other worst day of travel, because everybody's coming back.
I agree. But anyway, I've kind of enjoyed the light traffic. And of course, I get up early to beat the traffic anyway. I talked to a guy in Montana a while ago, and I asked him what the temperature was, and he said, it's warm. He said it warmed up to 20 today.
Yeah, that's definitely, I guess, an improvement for where he's at.
He normally gets down to about 7 or 8, but he was happy it was good warm today. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, when went to South Carolina a couple weeks not long ago when they had temperatures in the 30s, everyone was going, definitely saying that was cold. Just imagine what they would have dealt with if it was in the 20s and also 7 degrees as the high.
He used to live in South Dakota. His job was to insulate these giant smokestacks, and he'd go all over the country. But he said out there, they were happy if it would get up to 0. He said they were thrilled.
Yeah, that's definitely something to even imagine when people are happy that it gets up to 0 and it feels like a heat wave to them.
They took their jackets off and just went long sleeve shirts. And my brother had to travel out to a place like that, and he said one of their conversation topics was how cold it gets and their cars still start.
Yeah, most of them probably have the plug-in manifolds where they can stay warm and keep the oil from gumming up.
Roger, my cousin that lived in Ohio, he came down here to visit, and I noticed a electrical cord hanging out from under, you could just barely see it, but it's hanging above the vehicle. And he jokes, he said, that's how I drive the car, I plug in this long drop cord. But he said that was actually a block heater.
Yep, the great days of having the military where they got the glow plugs to do that.
I'm thankful for where we are, and we have a cold snap every once in a while, but you usually don't last too long.
That is definitely true. It gets cold, and then it'll just stay here for a little while, then it goes away.
When we lived at home, our washer and dryer was in a storage, in a little room out off the back porch, and there was no heat in there. And it was brutal going out to put the clothes in the washer to the dryer and so forth. And one year it got so cold, the dad decided, okay, we've had enough of this. We yanked them out and moved them to the basement.
That's the way my house was that I had like 20 years ago. The washer and dryer were in the garage, but it was still cold when it was going out there. And definitely makes it a lot more enjoyable to actually just be able to go into the laundry room and wash them that way, and definitely helps on the drying part of it, because that way the dryer doesn't have to fight against the cold as it's trying to warm up.
Well, the coldest I've seen it around here, I think it was sometime in the mid-80s. It actually got below 0 for I don't know how long it stayed below 0. It seemed like it was 3 or 5 below, and that was unbelievable. I decided to check my car before I drove it anywhere, and I took the radiator cap off, and there was ice in the radiator, and I thought, oh, no.
Yeah, that's different. That's definitely never good.
What I did was I went out and started the car, and I let it run for about 5 minutes, and I shut it off, and I went back in. And I did that about 3 or 4 times, and it eventually, it was okay. I was able to drive it then, but after that, I changed the engine coolant and put a higher concentration of antifreeze in it.
Yeah, I went to training in Alaska, and that was definitely the most cold I've ever had it. And it's just, you're right, when it gets up to the 0 degrees, they think it's warm, but being from South Carolina and not dealing with all that cold, it was, that was definitely not warm to me.
Hey, I'm getting into a real bad spot for Peter. It's getting real, real scratchy. I think you can hear me all right.
Yep, I can hear you fine. Like I said, when I started coming up the hill, so I wasn't sure if it's on my side of yours. Like I said, I can hear you fine till just a few seconds ago when it got scratchy.
I'll go ahead and sign with you because I'm getting in some traffic too, and I better put the mic down. But anyway, hope you have a good rest of the day. Thanks for chatting for a few minutes. KC4SKD, clear on your file.
All right, sir. Have a safe trip. It's KO4PXB.